thankful for this time you've given us to come together for a service unto thee. With our blessings, Father, upon all who are here and upon those who had a desire to be here but were unable. We pray, Father, that if it's anyone present today who has never known or tasted your goodness, those who've never become a member of the Church of Christ, we pray, Father, that they will step out this morning, come forward, as heaven's invitation is extended unto them. Be with us now, Father, in this service unto thee. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. One other announcement to add to that. Bunny Parker, Bob Bowen's aunt, unfortunately passed away on January the 20th. She was a member of this congregation for several years, but following a long illness, she passed away on January the 20th. A funeral service for Bunny will be held on Monday, that's tomorrow, January 24th, at Stark Funeral Processions at 2 o'clock p.m. There will be a visitation prior to the service beginning at 12 p.m. Burial will be at the Highland Cemetery, which will be after service, immediately after the service. Thank you.
Time is filled with transition, not of earth, a new kingdom. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if and bright the home in glory. With me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And he talks with me, and he tells me his own, and the joy.
You guide us, you guide this congregation. Help us all, dear. Help us to work for peace.
In person or on our conference call, we're glad that you are here, that you're tuning in to our services on this morning. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, Lord, again, just thank you for this day and blessings. Thank you, Lord, for your sovereign grace that you allowed us to be able to come this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And for those who have called in as well, we just pray, Heavenly Father, that the things that we talk about, that we apply these things to our lives and help us to go to the next level in our lives and in this congregation. Be with us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week we talked about going to the next level by cultivating a growth mentality. So this morning we're going to talk about going to the next level by being a visionary congregation. When you look at vision is the ability to see what others can't. It's the faith to believe what others will not. And it's the courage to do what others say that can't be done. Vision is a reflection of what God wants to accomplish through you and through this congregation to build his kingdom. vision is a picture held in your mind's eye of the way things could and should be in the days ahead. See, having a vision is more than just looking on the bright side, but is looking on God's side. It is looking at life from His perspective. See, people with vision, they possess two things. Number one, they know where they are going, and they are able to persuade others to follow. And so what God wants is that God wants us to have a eagle's vision. Now think about this. Eagles are known for their keen vision. An eagle can see things up to 5 miles away. And the eagle flies. It knows where it is going and determines how it's going to get there. While other birds, they migrate by they stay in their territory throughout the year, season after season. When a storm approaches, other birds fly away in fear, and they seek a shelter in the trees. But the eagle is energized by the challenges of the storm. See, the eagle catches the wind, and it rises above the storm. The eagle glides over its habitats during the storm. I believe this morning that God is looking for men and women like eagles, people of vision who can see with their spiritual eyes what God is doing in and through them, people who will catch the wind of the Spirit and soar not in their own strength, but in the power of the Lord, in the power of the wind. And for these men and women like the eagle are dependable. They are focused. They are fearless when it comes to their God-given purpose. They will overcome the storm. They'll overcome the adversity of life because they have vision to see and faith not to give up. And so I want you to understand this morning that God wants us to have spiritual insight to what He is doing in and through us. God wants us by faith to have vision, to see what is unseen, to see what will be in the weeks, in the months, and in the years to come. When people become settled in their lives and in their ministry, they tend to become complacent. They develop an I don't care attitude, which leads to a miserable life. And who wants to live a miserable life? People who don't have plans for the future are planning to fail. We must have a focus. We must have a purpose. We must have a drive for our congregation to flourish within the kingdom of God. We are not here just to merely exist, but we are here to build the kingdom of God while we are here on this earth. And if we never have a vision, if we never have a goal, if we never have an ambition
something that we would like to accomplish. I'm here to tell you this morning that we will never get anywhere in life and in this congregation. Spiritually, we need to have an idea of where we want to go in our relationship with God and in our congregation. We need to have goals, attendance, financial, evangelistic goals. And so here at Ypsilanti Church of Christ, are we looking for ways that we can improve this congregation? Or are we satisfied with the way it is? Do we have an eye toward the future, looking and searching and investing resources and ways that we can father and minister to the Lord in reaching lost souls in our community? We're going to be effective in this community and in our community. We have to step out in faith, trusting Almighty God. And the question comes, do we really trust Him? That's the question. Do we really trust Him? Are we really walking by faith? We need to be a visionary congregation. We need to have a vision for what God would have us do during this year. See, our vision should build the church through three E's. The first E is our vision to build the church through evangelism. When you look at Matthew 28, 19 and verse 20, go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. What can we do to reach out to our community? What will it take? See, church, we have to think outside of the box because we're living in some different times. We're living in some trying times. And evangelism is vital to our existence as a church. We should be using our talents and dedicate our skills to the kingdom building. We need to bring people to hear the gospel. I know it's a challenge right now because of this virus, this pandemic that we're living in. But I want you to know, if we can't get them to come, have them to call in to our worship service. Amen. Because we have them to call in to our Bible study. At least they will hear something. But not only that, we have Bible correspondence courses that they can take and mail back free. We got to be willing to get in and do whatever it takes to evangelize our community. But also, we should also be living lives that are a witness to Christ within us. Because listen, it's no good to tell people about Christ when we are not living Christ. We need to be that example before us. But then not only do our vision to build the church through evangelism, but through exhortation. In Hebrews 10 and verse number 25, when you look to exalt, it means to encourage. We should. Let us encourage those who feel like giving up. Let's encourage our own families. Let's encourage the leaders of our congregation. Let's encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. We should be encouraged and be and encourager. Throughout the Bible, people shared the scripture. They taught those who would listen, but then they encouraged fellow believers to a greater faith in Christ Jesus. But then, a vision should build the church not only through evangelism, not only through exhortation, but through edification. To edify means to build up. Some people specializes in tearing down, but we need to be building up. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse number 11, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. We should refuse to listen to those who are trying to tear down. And don't be a part of trying to tear others down. Be a builder, not a destroyer. Not going around trying to find fault, because all of us have some faults in our lives. I've seen people trying to give their talents and their service to the Lord only to be torn down by another person within the church. This is a sad situation, and God is not pleased. There is enough bad in the world for everyone, and they sure don't need to find it in the Lord's church. We need to be encouraging one another. Let's begin to look for the good in what's going on. Let's edify one another in the Lord. Let's help each other in the work of the Lord. But then, if the congregation is to be a visionary congregation and accomplish these things that we have talked about, I suggest to you this morning that there has to be visionary leaders. See, a leader sees three things: what ought to be done, what can be done, and what would it take to do it. Visionary leaders will act on what needs to be done. They lead by example. I believe a church needs to have a vision, but they need to have visionary leaders who are committed and come up with methods and to meet the needs of members in the future and in the community. A visionary leader is effective in manifesting his vision because he creates specific, achievable goals, initiate actions, and enlist the participants of others. See, leaders delegate. Leaders delegate. They delegate to others to help in the ministry that's going on in the church. See, visionary leaders is based on a balanced expression of the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, the physical dimensions, and it requires a core values, clear visions, empowering relationships, innovative action, and having faith in God. And when one or more of these dimensions are missing, then leadership cannot manifest a vision. Visionary leaders walk by faith and not by sight. Sight without vision is dangerous because it has no hope. Sight is the ability to see things as they are. Vision is the ability to see things as they could be. And if we're going to have a visionary congregation, then we desperately need an elevated vision of what it is all about. We need greater goals. What can be done? Greater objectives. How can it be done? Jesus certainly had a great vision, and that was the saving of souls. When you look at Matthew chapter 9 beginning with verse 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. In verse 37, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of harvest, that he'll send forth laborers into his harvest. In John 4 and verse 35, he said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. All I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. We need to have vision that are worthy of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus told us, God expects the leaders. God kingdom building will always will be met with opposition, because there are those who do not then who? Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Then go down in water with grave and baptism. For the remission of your sin. When you come out of that water, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Hold all things. Have it come to me. Then you live faithfully. You get in there and you put your hand to the plow. You work for the cause of Christ. Go to the next level. Because one day, when it's all said and done, we all got to stand before God. We all got to give an account of what we have done, whether we've done anything or not. We're going to give an account. Then there's going to be reward. Either you're going to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Or you're going to hear him say, depart from me. I never knew you. Prepare for the devil and his angels. If you're here in a Christian, not been living as a Christian, maybe you have sit down and quit doing anything. Get up. Get up. Rise up. And work for the cause of Christ. Come right now and we stand and sing the song of invitations.
You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this old world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. Oh, I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. You may talk about your riches, your diamonds and your pearls. You may gain the wealth of ages of this and all the world. But the Savior is more precious. With him I'll take my stand. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. For I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. There is one thing I can boast of, salvation from the fall. I'm an heir to wealth and glory, my Father owns it all. That is why I'm shouting happy and go at his command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. Oh, I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in the glory land.